Amen. Don't you love what you feel in this room? I'm just going to piggyback on what has been sung, what has been said this morning, and preach to you from, I felt in my heart to preach, hold on and don't let go. Hold on and don't let go. That's what I witnessed out of this woman. I know the story firsthand. Vanessa had to leave the worship team because she was bedridden. Everything that she wanted to do, she could not do. I walked alongside these people as they needed miracles from God. And they were in everybody's face what they needed God to do. And I watched them hold on and not let go. I watched them battle the enemy. I watched them battle the depression. I watched them fight through. I watched them sing anyway. And I came to you this morning, somebody to hear me tell you, hold on with your faith and don't let go. I don't care what it looks like. Don't let go of what you are believing God for. Psalms chapter 105, beginning in verse 18. It's the last time you'll have to stand up for a little while. Psalms 105 and 18. Whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Yes. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Yes. Hold on and don't let go. Amen. You may be seated. Have you ever felt, I know you felt like the enemy has come in against you, but have you ever felt like God was trying you? Have you ever felt like outside forces and circumstances and people and unforeseen issues were trying to break you? I think we would be here all day if we all started trying to share about the experiences that we have come to that worked on breaking our will to continue, worked on trying to break our resolve to persevere, and worked on even making you break promises that you made to the Lord. Am I the only one that's ever been there? You've had something come at your life and actually worked on you to try to get you to break a promise that you made to God. But here's something that I've learned. It would seem that at the same time that the things that are trying to break you from the outside, God is causing growth to be happening on the inside of you. Think about it for just a moment in the natural. You take an egg. If an egg is broken by an outside force, life will end. But if that same egg is broken by an inside force, something that is growing on the inside, if the shell of that egg is broken from the inside, life begins. If it's broken from the outside, life will end. If it's broken from the inside out, life begins. The issue for us is that it is almost impossible for us to see the things growing on the inside of our lives because of all that we see or feel happening on the outside of our lives. There are so many examples in the Word of God where you see this truth played out. The scripture that I read to you this morning in Psalms, they laid his feet in iron. They hurt him with fetters. It is talking about the man named Joseph. It shows us that he has a rough situation happening on the outside. His feet are in iron chains, and the Bible plainly says they hurt him with those chains. But on the inside of that man, the Bible says that the Word of God was still working on him, in him. The Word that was trying him was still working on him. Number one this morning, my point is the words of Jesus that is found in John chapter 15 and verse 11. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain. young man, but in spite of knowing that God had spoken to him, there was no way that he could know what they meant or how that would happen. He knew that it held great significance. He knew that God had a plan for his life. But the word that came to him in those dreams took strong proving ground before it ever came to pass. His enemies were his own brothers. And first, they tried to crush him. They tried to crush the dream by making fun of it. Will you actually rule over us? Then they tried to confuse their own brother, taking his robe from him and throwing him in a pit. Then instead of going ahead and killing him, they sold him as a slave. And they tried to confiscate his identity. And in the middle of all the trouble that Joseph finds himself in, the Bible tells us that the Lord was still with him. Joseph was not a superhuman. He was not beyond the capacity to feel. And you have to know that there were days that he felt like he was being broken. You have to know that it had to be confusing. And the trying of that word, Sister Rhonda, that trying of that word that God had given to Joseph was happening on the inside. And every time I think about Joseph, I just think about a man that held on to the word that God had given to him. The next thing that you see in his life is the plan to compromise him. He has to run in order to maintain his integrity, costing him an unjust prison sentence. If you look closely, you'll still see that he retained the presence of God. Whenever the enemy tried to make him compromise, he still went to prison and retained the presence of God. I firmly believe that God made those dreams and what he spoke to Joseph's life so intriguing and so real to him that he was able to keep it. He was able to hold on. It remained on the inside of him. Joseph had a word to hold on to, so I'm going to give you one this morning. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy would stay on the inside of you, and that your joy would be full." I understand that there are days when we are not going to be happy. Nobody should ever tell you that when you become a Christian, you are going to just be happy all of the time. You are not going to be happy every day, but I also understand that there are truths that we can hold on to so you can live a life of joy in the Lord, growing on the inside, no matter what seems to have wrapped itself around your ankles. Number two, there are more words of Jesus. He continued on in John. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome that world." In other words, that to me, that sounds like Jesus says, "Hold on, Melissa, and don't let go. Hold on to what I told you." We've got to remind our minds sometimes of the things that our spirit knows. You have to remind yourself that you are not alone. You are not alone. The prophet Daniel prayed, and angels fought for that man when he prayed. I can almost see it in my mind's eye when it comes to different walks with the Lord. And I don't care if it's the pastor or if it's that little 5 foot tall, 5 foot one tall woman in her prayer closet praying. I believe that when God sees that man or that woman that is holding on and they will not let go, I believe that he dispatches angels and he sends it right into that prayer closet and he says, says to that angel, "You stand on this side of her and you stand on that side of him and the other side and the other side, and don't you let anything." Don't you let anything get in. And as long as they keep holding on, standing. That's what I see in my mind. When you begin to hold on to a promise that God gave you, I believe he sends you reinforcements.
Yes, amen.
And as long as you hold on and you hold on to it and hold on to it, I believe God has angels standing there. Daniel didn't know at first why his because and he didn't quit praying. Jesus promised us that problems are going to come. But then he said, hold on to me, because I already overcame the world that the problems are coming to you in. He promised us, you got a force on the inside of you that has the ability to say to a mountain, move. And it has to move. And the force that is on the inside of you is called faith. The Bible says that every man is given a measure of faith. It's on the inside of you. And if you will hold on, I'm here to tell you there is power in holding on. You're not standing by yourself. God is with you and he's fighting for you. There is life being formed in you on the inside when you're not broken from the outside in. We are always going to be challenged when things don't make sense. Can you keep holding on when it's hard to hold on? Can you keep singing when it's hard to sing? Can you keep declaring that God is going to heal me when the healing is not manifested? Can you keep saying the joy of the Lord is my strength when I don't feel happy today? Can you keep saying that I will not fear what man can do to me while anxiety is still on the inside of you? Can you hold on? Can you hold on? Can you hold on? Can you hold on? Joseph is cruelly deprived of his freedom. His enemies are working to confine him, crush him first, confuse him next, confiscate who he is, compromise him, and then confine him. The devil has never changed his tactics to try to break God's people from the outside in. Joseph had 13 years of waiting, rejection, pain, sorrow. Sister Rhonda just got up here and told you that those 3.5 years she felt like would never end. Have you dealt with something for a long time? Long time? Felt like it was going to break you, but you just kept holding on. You just kept. 3 years is a long time. 13 years is a long time of waiting, rejection, pain, sorrow. And you have to know that there were moments that Joseph questioned the word altogether and even had to make his mind remember, go back, replay the dream in his mind, replay it in his heart to see what did God say. But do you know what I see about Joseph that encourages me? He didn't break from the outside.
Right.
What he kept on the inside of him was greater than what was happening on the outside. There's power in holding on to what Jesus said. He said, be of good cheer. I overcame the world. God is more concerned. You hear me right now. Somebody in this house needs to hear what I'm about to say. God is more concerned about what is going on inside of you than he is about what is going on around you. God is paying more attention to what is going on inside you than what he is going on around you. He develops that inner man, even if we are not aware of the developing of it. And he said, in me, you can have peace. I overcame the world. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy can be full in you. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Jesus also said in John chapter 20, these things are written for you, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have a life through his name. When you're holding on, it's my last point. When you're holding on, and you begin to pray, don't forget who it is that you're talking to.
Amen.
You're not talking to someone who might be able to take care of what's going on in your life. You're talking to the God who made you. You're talking to the God who gave you the breath that you just took. And the one that you just took after that. the one that you just sucked into your lungs. God gave you that. You're talking to the one that gave you that breath that you're sitting there taking for granted, in and out, in and out. You're talking to that one. He's not some being somewhere out there in the heavens. He's God. And everything that you see outside, even in the sky tonight, God created out of absolutely nothing. He spoke that thing into existence, and he knows those stars and those planets by name, the Bible says. The stars sing together. God knows the names of every single star. And if he knows the sun, and he knows the moon, and he knows the stars, then I can assure you that he knows your name this morning, and he knows where you are. And when you're taking that mountain in your life to him, don't let that mountain make you forget it's him.
Amen.
We have to obey him when there's chaos. You have to trust him when there's a crisis. You have to surrender your own control. And those three simple things allow the peace of God to pass all of your understanding, but they're not easy to do. Obey when there's chaos. That's not easy to do. Trust him when there's a crisis. That's not easy to do. Surrender your own control when you just want to do something about it. Having true confidence in God in your life is almost always produced in the furnaces of life. You think about that baby chick forming on the inside of that egg. Someone comes by and cracks that egg too soon. The life is ended. But you take that egg, and even if there are possible dangers all around it for it to be crushed, cracked, or broken, you put that egg in the right environment. The life on the inside of that egg will keep growing. Then that life will burst forth. It'll break that shell off that has been confining it. And that life will continue to grow until it can then reproduce life itself. It's a continual forward motion. God is concerned about what is going on inside of you. Sometimes because of the chaos and the crisis, your enemy can trick you into not holding on and believing God for yourself. You can believe for other people when it comes to their life or their mountain, but when it comes to your own mountain that needs to move, somehow our battle is with that faith to believe. Maybe it's because we feel the pain of what's going on or the heaviness of what we're dealing with. And because of that, because of what we feel, we have to fight to go past it into what we believe. We don't have to do that for other people. They're dealing with the pain. You just get to believe.
Right.
Jesus said, you can believe what he said.
Yes.
And you can have life through his name. There's power in holding on to what he said. And don't let go. Don't grow weary. If you don't, there's a harvest. Keep going. Keep growing. Stay humble. Stay pliable. Let God lead you. Let God mature you. Let God develop you, sharpen you. He has no desire for us to break, but for life to grow. Will you stand with me this morning? Trust that God will lead you through every valley. He will strengthen you in every season.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hold on and don't let go. We come to an hour that we live in. You are the generation living in this time frame. And things that we are seeing happening rapidly, our world is changing rapidly, rapidly. Now they're even passing laws that you can't even go outside of an abortion clinic and think. It's changing. Things are changing, and if you don't think that we are going to have to face changes, we are. And I believe that God is looking at what's going on the inside of us. And our own mind needs to hear us say, I'm in this to stay. Good or bad? There's no option. Leaving is not an option. Not believing is not an option for me. Continuing on is the only way. Continuing to grow the life on the inside. Stopping, quitting is not an option. Sickness or health, Sister Rhonda, that's what you taught me. Disease, not an option to quit. I'm in it to stay, with or without. I'm in it to stay when I'm successful and when I'm not successful. I'm in this to stay when we are in revival and when we are seeking a move of God. I'm in this to stay. I'm still holding on, and I will not let go.